He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is August the 1st. 7 months are gone. What is it? Four? 8 months. No, 7 months are gone. 5 months are left of this year. And it's been some wild and wacky times here recently. Let's see how we're doing today after yesterday's drubbing that the market took. Very encouraging to see the S&P 500 up almost 5 points right now at 1935. The futures were down pretty big this morning before the market opened, and then we got the jobs report, which was not as good as expected. And in this case, bad news is good news for the market. The Dow is right around the break-even line right now at 16,562. The NASDAQ is positive by 8 points here this morning at 0.20% up from where it closed yesterday. And of course, the NASDAQ took it on the chin yesterday. Gold is having a 1% rise today. Gold is at $12.95. Crude oil continues to back off, something we have to watch. I don't think it's all over for crude oil, but it is at 97.41. That's the lowest print we've seen in quite some time on crude oil. It's been as high as 107 here recently, kind of trading in that range, and right now we're at the bottom edge of that range. The euro is at 1.34 this morning. How are bonds reacting to all of this craziness in the market right now? Well, bonds, the 10-year yield is at 2.53%, which is about where it's been now for quite some time. Well, let's see what we can figure out here this morning. This is Bill Gunderson. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego. I think probably what you saw yesterday was the market price in. They just said it's a foregone conclusion that we're going to see a quarter point interest rate hike here sooner rather than later, especially after the 4% GDP print. Now you're seeing the market stabilize quite a bit since Friday's jobs report, which showed that the unemployment rate actually ticked up 1/10 from 6.1 to 6.2, and we only created 209,000 jobs. The consensus was 233,000 jobs. And, of course, last month we created 298,000 jobs. And if you look inside the numbers, these are mostly the low-paying service jobs. You know, at the same time, you've got some big, big layoffs happening at Microsoft. What was that one? 18,000 people. And you also have some big, big layoffs happening at Amgen, big biotech in California. I believe their layoffs were about 14,000 that they announced. So we've had a lot of cross currents this week. Is the economy so good that they'll have to hike interest rates? That's probably the biggest worry out there. And of course, they're going to hike interest rates. That's a foregone conclusion. I mean, Yellen in her first meeting in February signaled it. That sent the market spiraling downwards quickly at the end of March, and of course they're signaling it again now. The only question is when. Will it be early next year, late this year, midway through next year? But you can just figure there's going to be a quarter point interest rate hike sometime within the next, let's call it 6 to 8 months, somewhere in there. Now let's do a little history review here, okay? This is important to look back on where we've been and what's transpired and where we're at today so that we can kind of gauge where we might be going in the future. The Dow hit 14,200 in late 2007. Were you there? I was there. I remember it. New all-time highs, Dow, 14,200. It had recovered from the big tech sell-off back in 2000 and 2001 and even into 2002. And it, at least the Dow and the S&P were hitting new all-time highs. The NASDAQ is still not back to its high that it was at. We've got to get to 5,000 for that to happen. That was the high that the NASDAQ saw in March of the year 2000. The NASDAQ's currently at 4,400. We're still 600 points away from its all-time high. But the Dow and the S&P back in late 2007 were at new all-time highs. Our home prices were at new all-time highs, weren't they? Boy, we were happy. Our personal wealth, our balance sheets looked real fat at that time. Not only were our retirement accounts hitting new highs, but our homes were hitting new highs, and it all looked good. Well, then 15 months later, the Dow was at 6,500. Our retirement accounts were at new all-time lows. Our homes were at new all-time lows. In fact, many homes were underwater. Not only did they not have any equity, they had negative equity, and a lot of people walked away from their homes. A lot of people lost their homes. We were at the bottom of the 2009 financial crisis. Folks lost their jobs, their homes. They lost a lot of money in their retirement accounts, okay? Finally, the market bottomed in March of 2009, and what happened at that time? Stimulus like you've never seen before. Never had really been tested before. TARP funds, money printing, quantitative easing, bond buyback programs. All of these bazookas were fired at the market. Performance-enhancing drugs were poured into the market punch bowl. And now here we are over 5 years later, and the market's back to 17,000, at least it was recently. We're now 600 points off of that high. That's been the damage done to the market since that 17,200, somewhere in there, print. Okay? The action has been in the U.S. markets, hasn't it, over the last 5 years? We were the one receiving the performance-enhancing stimulus. And our market has run circles around most other markets around the world during this time, especially the emerging markets. I mean, over the last 5 years, China has gone nowhere while the U.S. markets have roared ahead. Look at the numbers, which we're going to do in the next quarter of the show. Why? Because we had the juice in America. We had the performance-enhancing stimulus in our punch bowl being supplied in massive doses by the Fed to ward off a depression, because we were in the worst recession that this country has ever seen. And everything was done to avoid it from getting worse, from the markets freezing up, the credit markets freezing up, more banks going under, the financial crisis getting worse, because if America goes down, the world economy goes down. So we were the ones with the stimulus. Okay, now, where are we today? Well, the stimulus has run its course, hasn't it? The stimulus is being removed from the market. The quantitative easing ended quite some time ago. However, the bond buyback program was still going strong, but now it's being cut back every single month by the Fed on a regular program until it's gone. Until it disappears, until there's no more stimulus left in the U.S. markets. In addition to that, we're looking at an interest rate hike here at some point in the future. Now we're back to just the normal days where the market is going to have to depend on the economy, not the Fed. It's going to have to depend on those running the economy, not the Fed, because the Fed has done what they were going to do. Well, they stand by if it should start to fall again, but now the rubber hits the road to see if the economy can really stand on its own 2 feet. And I said at the beginning of this year, I think it's the time to start looking overseas for better opportunities. We got to go back and look at markets that have underperformed for the last 5 years while we have far outperformed due to the stimulus. Now that the stimulus is gone, it's time to look elsewhere. And since the beginning of this year, I have been slowly moving money out of the United States markets into areas that I see more potential right now. I think there's a lot of logic to this argument, and I'm also seeing it show up in the charts of these other areas of the market, which we're going to talk about a little bit more here today. You've heard me talk about them quite a bit so far this year, but I'm going to turn up the volume a little bit. I'm going to turn up the heat a little bit. The money flowing out of the U.S. continues, and you need to know where it's flowing. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, we were talking a little bit here in the first quarter about a little history lesson and how we've seen this massive amount of money that has come into the U.S. markets over the last 5.5 years, which has carried our market from 6,500 all the way up to 17,000. I'm not saying it's over yet for the U.S. markets. Bull markets don't last forever. This one's getting long in the tooth here in the U.S., and the stimulus has run its course. We don't have the wind at our back anymore. If anything, we have the wind in our face. On the other hand, other markets around the world have been left behind. Let's just show you, give you a few statistics here. Let's pull up beststocksnowapp.com. All right, and let's look up some statistics. This is the web version of the app. And I'll show you how the emerging markets have performed over the last 5 years versus the U.S. market, okay? Let's first take a look at an emerging market index. Let's look at the ADRE, which is a an index that tracks the emerging markets. Over the last 5 years, the emerging markets have averaged just 3.7% per year, while the U.S. market, the performance-enhanced U.S. market, has averaged 14.4% per year. That's a huge, huge differential. And over the last 3 years, while the U.S. market's been cranking along at about 14% per year, the emerging markets have been going backwards by 1% per year. That's a 15% differential per year over the last 3 years. Now, I started saying late last year that I think it's time for the emerging markets to start outperforming the U.S. markets. And let's look at the last 12 months. Over the last 12 months, the emerging markets are up 17.7%, while the U.S. market is up 14.5%. Indeed, over the most recent 12 months, the U.S. markets have underperformed the emerging markets. Now, let's even take a look at a more startling statistic here. Over the last 3 months, the emerging markets have delivered, are up 10%. The U.S. market is down 2%. You had a 12% differential over the last 3 months between the emerging markets and the U.S. markets. And when we talk about the emerging markets, these are the ones that haven't quite grown up to be mature economies like Europe, like the U.S., etc. The emerging markets are still considered to be China, which even though it's a mature country, they haven't really been in the free markets for very long with capitalism and stocks and free trading and this kind of thing. And we are able to buy ADRs here in the U.S. that track a lot of Chinese stocks. And there's different ways to play Chinese stocks, which we'll talk about here in a minute. Emerging markets are also considered to be India, another country that is becoming more and more of a developed country, is growing their economy, trying to grow their economy, had a big growth spurt. Then they had some leadership in India that wasn't very kind to capitalism and leaned more towards socialism. That hurt the Indian economy. It struggled for the last 5 years, and now they have new leadership in India, which we'll talk about here in a moment. And you also look at the emerging Latin American countries, which there's still a lot of corruption in Latin America. That's part of the risk that you take in investing in emerging markets. They don't always get the best leaders down there. And there's a lot of people that, you know, take and rape, take out the goodies out of the country, the silver and the gold and the precious treasure. don't exactly keep it there in the economy, but countries that really had no economy at all before, like Brazil and even Argentina, which is now defaulted, but others like Chile and Peru and even Mexico, you know, they've got some valuable resources there. Their economies are growing. Those are other emerging markets. Then you even get into the Vietnams of the world and Thailand, etc., other emerging markets, Indonesia. Well, guess what? They're starting to outperform the U.S. markets, just as I predicted at the beginning of this year. And I continue to move money out of the United States, which has been very good to me over the last 5.5 years. No, the last 6 months has not been very good. Last year was fantastic. Last year was like the icing on the cake. Last year was probably like the final hurrah to the stimulus, the last jolt before it started to be withdrawn. And the last 6 months here in the U.S. has been dicey at best, while the other markets around the world are beginning to gain traction. Let me give you that statistic again. Over the last 3 months, the emerging markets are up 9%, while our market is down 2%. I continued to move. Yesterday, I made another big move. I sent out a push notification. A live trade that I made yesterday, that is now available on the Android app. I don't think it's available. I haven't checked my Apple app yet today. It's there. Apple just has to approve it, and then it's a done deal. And when I send out the push notifications, it will go to the Apple premium subscribers of the app. It's now going to the Android subscribers to the app, and next we'll get it set up for the web-based version of the app. But I sent out a push notification yesterday on a big position that I took overseas. This is the second big position this year that I have taken overseas. And my plans are to continue to move money out of the United States, which seems to have run its race. I'm not saying it's over yet. We'll discuss that in the newsletter again this weekend. We'll look at the technicals. We'll see where the strong places are in the world. We'll analyze the U.S. markets. There's still some good spots in the U.S. markets, in my opinion. But I think that there's better opportunity as a whole overseas. And when we come back in the next quarter of the show, I'm going to identify some of the areas of the world that I continue to like more than the U.S. markets. And if you're a 401k investor, you might want to take note, because there are funds available to you to get exposure there. We'll be right back. But I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, or the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. We're talking a little bit about the U.S. markets. We went through a little history lesson here of where the U.S. markets, they've been all over the map since 2007, haven't they? In 2007, we hit 14,200 on the Dow. Then we saw it plunge clear down to 6,500. It lost more than 50% of its value. And then we saw massive stimulus coming into the U.S. markets, which have now pushed our market to over 17,000 recently. We're now about 600 points below that all-time high that we saw in the Dow. And now our markets are starting to stabilize. They're starting to consolidate, I think would be a better word. And it's We don't know if this consolidation, the sideways action, I mean, if you look at it, the Dow is flat on the year. If anything, it may be down a little bit. The small caps are probably down 3 or 4% so far this year. They were up 40% last year, by contrast. Obviously, the starch has come out of the shirt of the U.S. markets here, and I would say that you can thank or blame or whatever. It probably should happen anyways. You can blame the Fed for taking the stimulus out of the punch bowl. This year, we're finding out what a lot of baseball players can do without the Peds in their system. We have two of them here in San Diego who were caught in the Ped scandal. Now they're playing without the Peds, performance-enhancing drugs. I know one of them's batting about 219 this year without the performance-enhancing drugs. And the other one's batting about 203 somewhere in there. And now we're finding out what the U.S. markets can do on their own without the performance-enhancing drugs, and they're batting about 203 this year, aren't they? They're not doing so good. They're sideways at best. They've been choppy. We had a major sell-off in February and March. We had a comeback. Now we're going through a sell-off again, choppy at best, sideways action. Our markets are either setting up for a new leg of the bull or the beginning of a bear. We don't know right now. They're in sideways. That's where they were last Friday. I said we're in sideways. And I put up a yellow flag the beginning of this year, took it down for a little while, went green while we had some clear sailing, and then I put the yellow flag back up maybe several weeks ago because of the events that we're seeing around the world. And I continue to tell you there's three hot spots, Ukraine and Russia. That's a big one. Russia is having sanctions placed on them. They're retaliating against Europe. You can see the European markets just kind of rolling over right now. And it's not helping our markets here in the United States. Israel and Hamas are still going at it. That's not getting any better. That one seems like it's going to escalate even more before there's any kind of a resolution. And I still don't see them putting a stop to ISIL in Iraq as they sweep through Iraq. They want to control the world, as does Hamas. And there's probably no stopping these people unless something is major done to stop them. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of will other than, I guess, Israel trying to stop the Hamas with their grand intentions. But anyways, there are hot spots in the world that we need to be aware of. There's much more to the world than Justin Bieber and Jennifer Aniston and the Kardashians. Just watch the news once in a while. Crack open some newspapers around the world. I watch BreakingNews.com throughout the day to see what's going on in the world. So I know how it impacts me here with my investing and the clients that I have stewardship over. And I continue to push money away from the United States of America towards other markets that I think are where we were several years ago. Another market that I continue to really have warmed up to and I continue to push money there is India. Now, India had a big game-changing election here recently. India was a market, was a economy that has struggled. In fact, if you look over the last 5 years, India's market has gone up by 5% per year while ours has tripled it, 15% per year. And if you look over the last 3 years, the Indian markets have gone nowhere until this year. In fact, they were in a five-year funk until they woke up about, they woke up in March of this year. And they woke up big because they saw political change coming to India. You know, their government just was not good with the economy. They had a socialistic government. And during that time, their economy and their markets struggled. And now that they have a new leader, Narendra Modi, who wants to bring back the capitalism, he wants to participate in the world economy once again, over the last 12 months, the Indian market's up 32%, while the U.S. market's up 14%. And I continue to have exposure over there to India. It's one of the areas where I've continued to push money away from the U.S. markets, taking a lot of my biotech money and my social media money, I suppose, that I did so well with. Or let's call it U.S. small caps. That was the leader all year last year. The small caps, if this were the Indianapolis 500, the small caps were at the front of the pack in that yellow car, just lapping other cars. U.S. small caps were up 40% last year. And then all of a sudden there was some oil on the track that Yellen threw late February of this year with talk of interest rate hikes. And it's probably all over for the U.S. small caps, and I think they'll be a key indicator to watch going forward. In fact, I'd name them as the key indicator to watch. As of last Friday, they were neutral. But they're down, getting more towards the bottom of their support level. They're holding on to support so far, but we really need to watch them going forward. There may be a money-making opportunity by going inverse the U.S. small cap market. I'm not ready to do that yet. But there is definitely in the back of my mind that thought. In the meantime, I continue to move money overseas to India. And when we come back in the final quarter of the show, I'm going to talk about another area of the market that I continue to move money to. Well, we'll just talk about it now. I like Asia also. You know, here's the deal. Russia is going to punish Europe and the U.S. This is going to be a trade war. It's going to hurt our economy. It's going to hurt the European economy. It's killing the Russian economy. They're going to turn to Asia. They're going to turn to China. And China is going to be the beneficiary of this squabble that's currently going on up in Eastern Europe, Ukraine, Western Russia, on the border there, and Crimea, and all the other Donetsk and other cities up there. And I think, on the other hand, Asia will be the recipient. I see Russia warming up big time to China, because China doesn't seem to have a problem with Russia. I don't think China's going to throw any kinds of sanctions on Russia. I think China wants to look out for China, and China sees an opportunity, and the China markets are all of a sudden taking off. Not only China, but other Asian markets starting to take off. I've watched South Korea break out. I've watched Hong Kong break out. I've watched Taiwan break out. And now we're seeing China break out. And they've also underperformed our markets over the last 3 to 5 years. Let's just take a look at China here. Let's use FXI, the China 25 Index. Over the last 5 years, China's gone nowhere. Just absolutely nowhere. And now all of a sudden, over the last 12 months, China has outperformed the United States market. And I think it has a lot further to go. I don't think this is just a one-and-done type of situation. I think China is just starting to gather steam once again as money leaves the U.S., where the stimulus is going away. There's no more free pass in the U.S. There's no more wind at our back. There's no more stimulus in our system, in our veins. Instead, it's elsewhere. And those couple of areas that I've just named, one is India, and the second is China. Over the last 3 months, China's up 17%, while the U.S. market is down 2%. So you can see all of a sudden, on a relative basis, the outperformance by the emerging markets over the U.S. markets. We're always looking for a bull market somewhere, and it looks to me like it's definitely moving overseas, and I said it would at the beginning of this year. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're getting a healthy sign-up list for the seminar in San Francisco on Saturday, August the 23rd at the San Francisco Money Show. The Money Show begins on Thursday the 21st and it continues on the 22nd. And on the 23rd, I will have a booth there. We'll be at the Money Show with a couple of my assistants. And there's some big speakers there at the Money Show. I know Steve Forbes. In fact, I'm invited to the dinner with Steve Forbes on Thursday night. So I'll let you know what Forbes thinks of these markets right now. I've actually debated him on the Fox Business Channel over the gold standard. I took the position against the gold standard. He's long been a proponent of the gold standard. And we went at it a few years back. I'll remind him of that, because I think I whooped him. Who knows? But anyways, if you are a KDAL listener or in the area or plan on attending the Money Show on Saturday, August 23rd at 9 a.m., I'm going to do a short workshop, about an hour or so. There's no cost, but it is a limited space room. We've got quite a few people already that have signed up. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can go onto our website at pwstreet.com and send a message to us that you'd like to reserve some seats. We do have a sign-up list that we're keeping, and it is a first-come, first-serve, no-cost workshop. You'll also get one of my books there at that workshop at no cost also. The newsletter will be going out, as it always does, this weekend. I have been saying for a long time, you know, we need to watch. This bear market is getting long, or bull market is getting long in the tooth. 64 months. We're coming up on day number 2,000 of the bull, which has carried the S&P from 666 to a current reading of about 1,950, somewhere in there. Almost a tripling of the market. Of the value, and a lot of people, your 401k should be a 1201k now, if you've listened to me since the beginning of this whole wacky 5.5 years. But now the stimulus is being taken out of the market, the U.S. market. I don't think that the bull is over yet, but it's definitely consolidating last year's big meal. And there is a possibility that this market begins to roll over at some point. Now, as of last Friday, that had not happened, but I have had a yellow flag flying on the market for about the last 4 weeks. The world turmoil, the geopolitical turmoil, really concerns me right now. That's one of the reasons. And the stimulus going away from our markets also concerns me. And I've always said that those are the biggest factors. And, of course, our own U.S. economy, which saw a 4% pop this most recent quarter. And, that, of course, that raised concerns that, uh-oh, that Fed hike could be coming sooner rather than later. And so we will see this week. We'll sum up, take the sum of the parts. We'll look at all of the parts of the market, the major parts of the market, the asset class rankings. It's going to be real interesting to see at the end of the day today where those asset class rankings are. Take a look at the indexes around the world. See where the leading indexes are in the world right now, according to the app. And taking a look at the sectors in the market, it has not been a good week for U.S. stocks. And I got to believe that we're going to see a lot of international type stuff there in the markets that are now leading as opposed to the U.S. And As I said, I continue to push money overseas to other areas of the market. And we shall see where we end up the week and where we end up with our allocations in the market. I'm still not a fan of the bond market. I just don't see, with pending interest rates out there somewhere, interest rate hikes out there somewhere in the horizon, I only see it as a safe harbor during political turmoil, but I just don't see bonds as a money-making area of the market. I think right now, I think the emerging markets and overseas seems to look the best, but I will be giving you a lot more color and a lot more detail in my newsletter this weekend. Now, the newsletter goes out to thousands of people. There's not a lot of people in my business that are actual money managers that spend, you know, several hours every week writing an in-depth newsletter that explains why they're doing everything they're doing, where I see opportunity, where I'm buying and where I'm selling. And in addition to this, we now have a new feature that I offer, which are live push notifications of buys and sells that I make. I made 3 buys yesterday. I like to buy on big down days. I don't like to sell on big down days. And I found 3 that I liked yesterday. I bought one in my speculative trading account. I bought a big position in all of my accounts. And I bought a position in my conservative growth accounts yesterday. And that is now a service that I offer, is live push notifications that you have to subscribe through the app. Because those push notifications, they're going to arrive either on your cell phone, if you have the Android app. I got my push notifications yesterday when I sent them out. They're going to arrive on your Apple phone, which should be available. We're just waiting for Apple. It should be today or tomorrow. And then next we'll get them going on the web-based version of the app also, so you'll receive emails. And it's just a very simple message. I just bought 55 shares of this particular stock, and that's the way it goes now. We have that available, live push notifications. You can subscribe to the newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or you can give us a call if you'd like to talk to one of my assistants about how we manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. And if you'd like to sign up for the workshop in San Francisco, which is free on Saturday, the August 23rd at 9 a.m., also 855-611-BEST, or you can reach us through our website, which is pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.